Yo, yo, yiggity, yo, welcome back. It is your girl, Sideri.
And this will be your boy, John.
And welcome back, guys. It's been a while. Welcome back to Cuddle Talk.
It's been a long time. Long time. When was the last time you recorded an episode?
I don't even remember, but there has been a lot of changes.
A whole lot of changes. I'm talking about niggas been shooting out this man. The last time we wasn't married yet, so now we married now.
No, I think we were married.
We was married. We was married, but now...
in the first apartment.
Yeah, we was in the first apartment. Then we had a second apartment. Now we are back. Well, I'm back. With she's with me at my mom's house. But we got two kids now. We got a 3-year-old and a 5-month-year-old. You may hear the 5-month-year-old in the background.
Five-month-old. Yeah, so it's been a very long time since we've been on here, and there's been a lot of changes. Like John said, we went from living in our own place and having our own space to now sharing it with his mom, pretty much. We went from having no kids, because a lot of the times we did the podcast, we didn't have any kids. And now we have two. We have a 3-year-old and a 5-month-old who decided to come a little earlier than what he was supposed to. So we didn't neglect you guys. It's just that life was lifing.
And we ain't paying no damn bills because the original podcast got deleted, even though I can... find the original episodes on SoundCloud, but I ain't gonna pay no damn $15, so we are gonna start over. Same logo, trust me, it's gonna be some new stuff coming out this year, but we're gonna have
We are revamping. Yep. We are revamping, we're changing some things, but if you do want to listen to our old stuff, you can always look at it on SoundCloud.
I'm not paying no 50. I mean, I can re-download it.
We'll figure out a way to get you guys all of the old episodes. If you are a fan from the past, we'll find a way to get you all of the old episodes. If you are a new fan, well, welcome. And I hope you enjoy it from now on. It's a new podcast with a bunch of new things that we're going to be doing and some things that we're going to be keeping and... just things that we're gonna add.
And so they're trying to be G-rated, but I want to do a segment. Not on this episode because she nervous or whatever. But I want to do some freaky stuff, some freaky talk because I want to come out with a book.
We've done that before.
We did.
We've done it. We've done a couple. We've done a couple.
Oh yeah, we did.
One. We've done a sex. I think we've done a sex one. But we've done a couple different episodes.
Well, that's going to be a regular segment because it's time to be freaky, especially in 2024. So pretty much we was already married. We had our two kids. The first one we had was Jasmine. She's 3 years old.
Born July 28th, and that was...
what's her name?
July 28th, she was born.
Yeah, 2020.
That was an interesting birth because she was in the middle of COVID. She was born at the peak of COVID. So John and I experienced our first child separately because I tested positive for COVID.
You had no symptoms.
I had no symptoms. You and I had been together for a while, like, you know, we had spent a lot of time together before, and I tested positive for COVID, and our hospital was like, well, no, he can't be with you because you tested positive. They didn't even test John. They literally just did not test him. And then they were like, I have to deliver by myself, pretty much, so... our first child, John, was on FaceTime while I was getting a C-section to bring her to life.
Yep. What was you going to say?
Which is completely different from the second one.
I mean, so that's You want to talk more about Jasmine?
Like, what do you want to say about Jasmine?
I mean, pretty much, Jasmine, like we said, was doing COVID. So Sidiri tested positive, and then they pretty much sent me back home because I didn't want to get tested. I was scared.
No, it's not that you didn't want to get tested. They weren't going to test you.
Oh, yeah, they wasn't going to test me regardless.
You had to go and get tested on your own.
Yeah, and I didn't want to do that. I was scared because of the that big, whatever that is, through the nose or whatever. So I was like, nah, I'm straight. So anyway, I seen the birth on FaceTime. The experience wasn't the same, but I still cried. I was a G-Do, but I still kind of cried. But it was just different because I was away from my wife and I was away from my child for how many days was? Like three, four days?
3 days. Yeah. Like we were able to see her through like the apps and stuff that they have at the hospital, but John couldn't. I couldn't see her. I didn't even get to touch her. Like, she literally was born. They showed her to me, and then they rushed her away from me.
Yeah, so, and then me and Sidiri was on the phone, like, it was late nights, right? It was all day, pretty. Was it all day? Well, pretty much when she was available, the talk, meaning, like, whenever she was up, because, you know, the afterbirth was crazy for her. So whenever she was able, you know, wanted to talk, we talked on the phone as much as possible. But we had to use the app to see our baby. So that was a different experience. Finally came home, and then...
As new parents, that was a whole... That whole year with her as new parents was crazy.
It was crazy. Because what happened? I had just lost my job, right? During COVID?
Yeah, we were in the peak of COVID. Mm-hmm. We were living it. We had just moved into a new place. We had just had Jasmine because literally we moved in July, at the beginning of June, July. Yeah, at the end of June, early July, we moved in. We had Jasmine at the end of July. Right. So we hadn't even been in the apartment. The apartment wasn't even, like, set up for her or anything. And then you didn't get laid off right away.
Oh, yeah, they technically...
You guys were working from home for a while. Or you guys weren't working from home, but you were working from home.
No, I got laid off, and then they called me back for a part-time position.
Right.
And then
I was able to work from home for a little bit. So I was able to stay at the house with Jasmine for like 3 months. And then I had to go back into the classroom with the students because at the time you didn't have a job.
Nope.
And
so I was a stay-at-home parent pretty much.
You were a stay-at-home parent.
Yep. So around that time, raising Jasmine while she was up. Work was, it's like another job basically, y'all. Like, y'all know the ones that stay, the stay-at-home parents, it's still a lot. Like, wake up, you gotta feed them, you gotta, you know, make sure they good. When they go to sleep, you either go to sleep with them or you try to do something productive. Like, with me, if you, the ones that been listening to Cutter Talk, or the new, you know, the new listeners. I also have my own podcast called Sports Biz Music. So, at the time, I was recording like a lot during that time, and it was much more easier because we had our own place, and we had a second room, which was Jasmine's room technically, but we used that as an office. So for her work and also for my work as well. So, that was crazy. But you know, Jasmine's 3 years old now. We'll probably go more in depth about that on another episode, cause we just trying to just refresh our memories about us. We don't want y'all to forget about us. We even want y'all to think that we left podcasting. It was just a lot going on, different responsibilities, and then
you had to take care of your granddad.
Mm-hmm.
Adapting to being new parents, yep. And then COVID in the midst of all of it. It was just a lot of things going on that eventually...
School.
schooling,
new jobs,
everything just kind of like piled on, and the podcast kind of fell to the wayside. And then in 2023, we're thinking of, okay, let's start it again, and bam, we find out we're pregnant with our second child, which was not expected, not planned.
Not at all.
We were not even thinking of a kid because we were living at your mom's house. And we were in the process of trying to, like, buy a house. Which, if you live in Florida, guys, and you're able to find a really inexpensive house that's not, like, a fixer-upper and has a lot of space, please let us know, because we are in the search, and it feels like we can never find what we're looking for.
Yeah, because COVID pretty much got all these people from all over the place moving downhill, making the housing market, well, at the time, because it kind of slowed down a little bit. Well, really a lot, technically, because the interest rates kind of went down. But anyway, when COVID came, you had different people from all over the place. Like, of course, you know, we had the snowbirds, but also we had people from California, people from other states from the south, people from outside the country that came over here. So, you know, the prices was just, it was ridiculous. Now it's starting to kind of, like, slow down, starting to go down a little bit. Like, I seen some houses that was $1 million during COVID. Now they're going down to, like, $800,000, $700,000. So, yeah, we in the market right now.
So, you guys have any advice, send it our way.
Please.
Because
there's four of us now, pretty much. So, yeah, that's pretty much the update, refresh.
You want to tell them Jay's?
Oh yeah, so J3 birth was different. I was actually to experience it in person.
John got to, and I actually got to deliver him.
Yep.
Even though he came 2 months early. So J3 is a preemie.
Yeah, I hear him in the background. So they're about to make sure he good. But yeah, pretty much one morning, I think it was July 31st or August 1st.
Literally after Jasmine's birthday. We had celebrated Jasmine's birthday on a Saturday. And then on a Monday, I wake up and there's like, I thought it was pee at first. I was like, oh my God, I can't even hold my pee now.
See, he over there saying, like, why are you telling everybody my business and stuff? No, because you was ready to come up, son. So, yeah, so it was a, like, I felt it. I thought I had peed in the bed. But come to find out that, really her water broke.
She
ruptured, so we had to rush to the hospital to, where we went to ER first?
We went to the emergency, the triage for pregnant women.
Yep.
At our hospital.
Yep, and then...
And they were like, yep, you ruptured, my friend. And they admitted me, and they were like, we're going to try and hold him in for as long as possible. Because we don't want to have him just yet. So they were hoping to hold him in until he was 32 weeks. Because I was like 29. I was 30 weeks and a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, no, I'm not waiting. And like 4 days after being admitted into the hospital, he was born at 4 pounds, 5 ounces. Delivery was crazy. John had left because he had Jasmine. He brought Jasmine to me. And we were spending time as a family in the hospital because I couldn't leave.
Right.
And he left to bring her back to his mom's house so his mom could watch her because my mom hadn't made the trip back. My mom was gone. She was in DR living it up.
Mama always gone. She always gone.
Mama was out. She was out of the country. She's out of the country even now. And so John's mom was watching her. And I called John because after they left, I was going to go take a bath. And when I go in to take a bath, I see, I'm sorry for those of you that have squeezy stomachs. And if you're listening to this while eating, I also apologize. But I'm telling you his birth story. I saw blood and I freaked out and I called John and I was like, listen, I don't know what's about to happen, but I need you to get here like now. I need you to like just come like right now. And so John came and like he came and they checked me and they were like,
it was raining and all, yo.
It was crazy. They were like, oh, you are what, almost four centimeters dilated. So we're going to switch you from a regular room to a delivery room. So they switched me to the delivery room and they were trying to hold me out still, but still those contractions started coming in. I done cussed out John a couple times, told him that if he wanted to have another baby, he going to have it himself because I ain't doing this no more.
Yo, she was cussing me out, y'all. Like, she, it was funny as hell because, like, she was like, this, remember, I didn't have the experience with Jasmine, so, like, I'm, like, in the hospital pretty much 24/7, especially when, you know, they were saying that she's about to give birth, so, like, I'm nervous as hell. She talking her shit. I'm trying to stay up. The nurses and everybody was making sure that she was good. I mean, she wasn't bad, y'all. She just had her moments because she was contracting.
And they were not, like, normally your contractions will take, if you are not ready to deliver, they'll take time. So they'll have, like, a break. I didn't have a break. So my contractions were literally coming, like, one after the other, after the other, after the other, after the other. Like, I would get a contraction and then the nurses would tell me, okay, breathe through it. And then it would pass. And like right after that one would pass, another one would come. So I didn't get the time to actually like catch my breath. And I knew like when the contractions were just coming and coming and coming, I knew that, nah, he was coming. And I asked for an epidural. And I was like, if they don't get this epidural in me, like, now, I'm going to deliver without it. But I couldn't take it. And I kept telling them to get me off my back. I don't know what it is with the hospitals and wanting to leave you on your back. But I kept asking, like, please get me off my back. Please get me off my back. And they wouldn't do it.
Yep, that was an ongoing thing for, like, 2 damn hours. I was just trying to console her and everything. And
he did a great job.
I did a phenomenal job, I feel like.
He did a great job. And he was very attentive and making sure that I was okay and that everything was okay. Mm-hmm. And making sure to, like, advocate for me as his partner. Mm-hmm. So for women who are pregnant or going to give birth, make sure whoever is in the room with you, in the delivery room with you, they advocate for you. Because it's more impactful if it's 2 people rather than 1. So if that other person is also like advocating for you and making sure that that your requests are getting through, it makes more of a difference. And this is coming from somebody who's a nurse, because my best friend was the one that told him, like, make sure that whatever she needs, they get it. So make sure you're advocating for your partner if you are delivering. And then after a couple pushes, we started pushing, and Mr. was born at 4:45 on August the 3rd.
Yep. Crying and stuff.
He cried on his own, which was a great sign for a preemie, because that let us know that he was able to breathe on his own and his lungs were strong enough to breathe on their own. For somebody who was supposed to come October the 3rd, he decided to come 2 months early and was here August the 3rd, weighing 4 pounds, 5 ounces. and nobody believes that he was.
Yeah, because now he's like 15 pounds, almost 16 pounds, I think. So, it's crazy. I mean, he came out long, though. He was like 19 inches and a half, like his sister. But he was just 4 pounds, 5 ounces. And that whole experience was crazy. Like, even that's a whole nother episode. We're going to have an episode when we talk about both experiences more in depth. Because his experience was just, like, I to this day still, even you know, it's a dairy, of course, we have a PTSD because of that. Postpartum. Yeah, so it's like
it was a lot. Yeah, I definitely got postpartum with him. I didn't get it with Jasmine. I had baby blues with Jasmine for a little bit, and then I got over it. But with him, I will say I really fell into a postpartum, and of course we're gonna do another episode it's describing our experience as NICU parents, because that within itself is a whole other can of worms, and something that, you know, our experience was good, but it's still not an experience that I would want to wish on any parent, because being a NICU parent is,
oof. That's a lot, but forget all that. We're going to go into juicy shit.
But yes, that is our life update, because John wants to go into this conversation that we've been having with our friends. But yeah, we...
Did you send me the list?
I have the list.
You got the list?
We have been through a lot, and we can't wait to share in some upcoming episodes about our experiences with both children and now being parents of two, how that affects our relationship and how it affects, because John wants to talk about it, how it has affected our sex life and how it's affected just us in general as individuals and as a couple. So get ready for those.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of stuff, but we gonna take it one episode at a time. So y'all remember it was a list that came out when that was, about a month ago, 2 months ago. When they was talking about, like, the first date, like, taking...
It's a list of places women absolutely refuse to go on a first date.
Yeah, and I feel like it was the most dumbest list ever, but what's the...
There were certain things on the list that I was like, okay, I get it. Like, yeah, I would not want to do that on a first date. And then there were other things on there that I was like...
Like what? Go to the gym?
No. What? Go to a family function. Drive somewhere that requires long drives.
What's wrong with that?
If it's my first date with you, why would I go on a long drive? Like, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. I don't know if you could be some serial killer. Like, safety-wise,
I understand that. I get that.
Like, safety-wise, that would make sense. Family function, too. Like, I'm just meeting you.
Yeah, I'll never do that.
I'm just meeting you now. Like, why would I meet your family?
Yeah, I never do that. But our situation was different. You ain't seen them the first time, but you seen them. No, it took a few dates. It took a few times.
I would come to visit you at your house. I would sit in the car.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until your mom was like, "She can come inside," that I actually came inside and started like hanging out inside the house.
And she came in my room. She made sure that the door's open. I'm like, man, we grown.
Like, yeah, I never, like, I didn't even go into his room until his mom said it was okay for me to go into his room.
Man, anyways, y'all.
And then the door was always open. No matter what, the door was always open.
It's crazy, right? But anyway, that's a whole nother discussion. Let's talk about this list real quick.
But yeah, there was the house. Your house is another place that I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Because, again, safety.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to go to your house on a first date. But there were other things on here that I was like, what are you talking about? These are not that bad. Like, Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's, Chipotle, Olive Garden, the movies.
I feel like Olive Garden is like... all them restaurants you said...
Buffalo Wild Wings, Red Lobster, Wingstop, a buffet.
A buffet?
a buffet. Mm-hmm. IHOP, Denny's, the gym. The gym for me would be weird, but I guess. Church, Starbucks, coffee dates, ice cream dates. Family functions, movie nights, like Netflix, Hulu, and etc.
But that's like, that's a crib, dude.
That's the same thing, yeah. Mm-hmm. Somewhere that requires a long drive, bowling, nightclub, hockey, a hookah bar. Sorry, I said hockey bar. A hookah bar, a bar for just drinks, Waffle House, and a sports event. One of our first dates was a sports event.
For real?
Yeah, because we went to the car show with your best friend.
That's a,
was our first date.
That's a sporting event.
One of our first dates was the car show. Yeah. So, like, this list to us doesn't, like, a lot of the stuff that's on this list we have done as dates.
I mean.
So, like, our first date was the car show. So, mm-hmm. we went to the car show with your best friend and mm-hmm. the person he was talking to at the time. Mm-hmm. And then after, we went to Brew's Room mm-hmm. to eat.
Yeah, we did go to Brew's Room.
So, this according to this list, I wouldn't have wanted to go to Brew's Room or the car show. And then a couple of weeks after the car show.
But before that, we won't consider that our first date because I took you to Starbucks and then we went to Sushi Saki.
Yes.
So, that's, man. What are you about to say?
I was going to say that a couple weeks after the car show, we went to a Heat game with your best friend again.
Mm-hmm. It's a sporting event. Yeah.
Which is a sporting event. And I think that those are great dates. They take them. Like, to me, they were great experiences because, mm-hmm. one, I never had been to the car show. And then to actually go into the car show, like, you and I had a lot of conversations of, like, the cars that we wanted mm-hmm. and the cars that we liked. Mm. We talked a lot about, like, we were able to have a conversation.
Right.
So, like, for me, a first date should be a place where you're getting to know the person.
Right.
So I don't understand, like, why going to Cheesecake Factory, Applebee's, Chili's is a bad thing.
Because this generation of people, they spoil you. You're talking about, like, Gen Z is those, too.
If you're looking at the list, like, where would we go on a first date then? If we're not going to a coffee shop, if we're not going on an ice cream date, if we're not going to the nightclubs, you may not find the love of your life at a nightclub.
No, that's true. Because first of all, like.
But you and I have been to nightclubs together.
Yeah, but that's, we was already like official, you feel me? Like,
yeah, I don't think it would be a great first date because, again, you want to have a conversation with mm-hmm. the person that you're with.
All right, so on that list, besides what we did already and stuff, like, if that's pretend that you, I just met you on Tinder or whatever, and I, like, I'm just saying, but let's pretend that it happened, let's pretend it happened now. Mm-hmm. What would be a good first date for you?
I think the bowling. And then going to one of the restaurants, like Chili's, would be fun.
Yeah, something simple. Like, I feel like that's what we did, like how we did it before. Like,
movies to me is also a great first date. Like, you're not talking much, mm-hmm. but you're always gonna go out after the movies, right? So our first date was gonna be the movies.
Yep, and then.
And then I got into a car accident and we couldn't go, but our first time meeting up was the mall.
Was at the mall.
The mall, and we had.
What we had?
We had.
Nah,
I would say dinner. We had dinner at the food court.
Did we actually like describe our first like meeting?
I don't even remember.
So this is what happened, y'all. So
if we have and you guys remember it, this is just a recap. If you have not, this is how we met.
So this is what happened, right? So we met at Tinder, blah blah blah. She was boring a little bit because she was one word and everything. And I ain't gonna lie, I was one word too, but I was working. You know what I'm saying? Because she seemed interested. She had the attributes that I, you know, wanted in a woman: educated, career minded. you know, she had a lot that, you know, that interests me. You know, swipe left, we talk, oh, what's your number? You know, and then we started texting and stuff, and like she said, we was gonna go to the movies, but it ended up not happening. So we first met at the mall. If y'all familiar, if y'all from South Florida, Aventura Mall, when it was back in 2015. So we met at the, pretty much in the middle of the mall. She was on the phone. I ain't gonna lie, y'all boys, you know, I thought I was gonna get catfish, you know what I'm saying? So when I first seen her, you had a white shirt on.
No, I didn't have a green shirt. I know it was a button down.
You did not have no green shirt on.
All I know is that I was dressed professionally because I had just left work and I was teaching.
Man, you had a white shirt on with some jeans.
And I was on the phone with my sister.
And she was saying something and I was
telling her that I was going to meet up with John. And then I was at the mall. And she was like, well, I'm glad you're going to a public place to meet this man we don't know anything about.
Did she say that for real?
Yeah, she was like, I'm glad you're going to a public place.
Well, ain't nobody knew at that time. I told my mom I was going to the gym. I'm sorry, mom, I lied. But,
yeah, because he definitely showed up, and I was like, why is this man
weird? I really was going to go to the gym, but I was like, I got to meet this girl. I got to make sure she ain't catfish me. But yeah, I seen her. She was on the phone. At first, I was like, dang, she's like a person.
She looked like a mom.
Yeah, like a mom, just the way she was acting. But I tend to forget. I ain't forget, but I like, yeah, she is a teacher. So she don't, even to this day, she don't know how to shut off the teaching mode. So
I do.
No, you don't. You be here telling me what's 2 times 2. I'm like, man, what the fuck? Anyway, so we talked. She got off the phone. We started walking the different places and stuff.
I was hungry.
Yeah, she was hungry.
Because I had just got off of work. And I was like, I'm going to get something from the food court. So if you want to consider that our first date, we clearly are not following any of the rules on that list. Because we definitely went to a fast food joint in the mall, and I bought you.
She bought the food for me, and I think I knew I had money in my pocket, but I forgot I had money in my pocket. You know, I had, you know, hey, for y'all young boys, you know, that's a trick right there, you know what I'm saying?
I just didn't want to eat by myself. So I was like, plus it wasn't expensive, so I was like,
It really wasn't. It was like, what, $15?
It was like, for both of us, it was 15, yeah.
Yeah, it was like 15 altogether. That's when life was different. 2015 was different till now. But anyway.
So I bought him lunch and we sat down and we just talked for hours. Like, we talked from the minute we got into it to the mall to the minute the mall closed.
So, yeah, because we went, after we ate, did we eat ice cream?
Yes, we got Häagen-Dazs.
We got Häagen-Dazs. Then we was on the bench, and we were just talking, and for some reason, my arm just went around her, and she was just like, you got game.
No, he was trying to be slick.
I wasn't trying to be slick. I got a little bit comfortable. I'm like, you know, I ain't catfish. You know what I'm saying?
She had good conversation.
Yeah, you know, so I got like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's y'all know, like, when the woman that you know, that you see, and y'all talk, and you be like, damn, like, this shit really, you know, it feel good. Like, you know, it's good conversation and stuff. Ain't nothing ignorant, you know?
It wasn't boring. And even in the moments that we were quiet, it was a comfort level there.
We just, actually, the reason why we was quiet, because we was looking at each other.
I guess.
Don't be saying I guess. You was looking at me. I was looking at you. But I'm like, but you better stop that.
You stop. But we had good conversation. And then I ended up driving him back to his car. Because we had talked for so long that the exits to the car, the areas where our cars were parked, were almost, they were close. Well, his car specifically, because I parked in an area where I knew I could get in and out without a problem. Right. So I drove him to his car, and we're still sitting in the car, still talking some more, still having whole conversations, still listening to music and stuff like that. And then I don't know what possessed me. I was like, "You want to kiss me?" And he kissed me.
It was the way I looked at you, though, because I was looking at you like that the whole day, like the whole time we was together.
And I told him if he wanted to kiss me, he could kiss me. So he kissed me.
And let me tell y'all something. I ain't never made the first move in all my life. You know, I was fortunate enough to make the first move that night. I think I ain't talked to you the next day, right?
No, he didn't talk to me for like 3 days.
It was 3 days?
I don't know if it was 3 days, but it was a very long time.
Yeah, because I was like, this girl ain't finna get me, man. Kiss me and stuff, and then she, you know, I didn't want to be like on top of her, you know. I didn't want to seem desperate, you know. Even though when I first met her, I'm like, damn, this girl, like, she is really, she got a vibe, you know.
Yeah, everything for us fell into place, and then we started planning our first date, and then we couldn't make our first date. We were able to the movies, and it just didn't work, because I got into a car accident. And then we ended up going to the car show. And then after that, like, our dates were
all... That was before that.
What?
The car accident and all that? That was before we seen each other.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Our first date was going to be the movies. But I was talking to you on the phone when the accident happened. Talking about, like, okay, what time we're going to meet. Where are we going to meet? All of that. Like, I told him not to pick me up, not to worry about it, that I was going to meet him at the mall.
Because I was going to pick her up. Man. That was, and it's crazy because, like, I'm like, I'm really about to pick up this girl up. You know what I'm saying? Like, like she said, like, you know, for me, even as a man, like, as a dude, like, I was just like, man, I don't know if I want to pick her up because I don't know if she's going to be around in the hood, you know, somebody jump me and stuff, you know what I'm saying? I got an Impala with rims and shit, you know what I'm saying? But... everything happened for a good reason.
Had an Impala that couldn't reverse.
So. The transmission, it was broke, y'all. Like, if y'all know, you get a transmission and stuff.
Guys, the day we went to the car show, we done parked. We done, thank God we had left and the parking spot was clear. Like, there was nobody there. And he's like, okay, she doesn't reverse well. Like, he's, like...
I miss Crystal. That was my baby.
He's literally, like, telling me, like, oh, she has her moments. Like, she doesn't reverse.
And then my best friend, he didn't make it easy because he kept laughing. He was... Bro, you stupid, bro. But he kept, like, laughing and stuff. And in order for me to move back, I had to either, like, catch it on reverse or put it in neutral.
He literally had to... move forward and then back. And then move forward and then back. I was embarrassed. But I was laughing so hard about it.
You was embarrassed.
I was like, oh, please, nobody look at me in this man's car. But we had fun. It was a good experience. And then, so I don't understand this list. Like, for me, this list just doesn't make sense.
That list don't make no sense.
Like, what's wrong with IHOP? Like, if you're going out...
Wait, first of all, you ain't like Denny's.
I'm not a Denny's fan.
I remember one time...
I am not. I am an IHOP fan because I feel like they have more variety when it comes to their pancakes.
She put me on... I went to IHOP before, but...
But you said that IHOP is like a New York thing.
Yeah, like, because Denny's more in the South.
Denny's is a more Southern
thing. Yeah, so... Cause you know, growing up, you know, like, I got 3 siblings, and like every time they took me out, we went to the movies and stuff with their friends. I always remember them going to Denny's. Like, it was like it could be 2-3 o'clock in the morning. This is before we had a Waffle House down here. I think we had one.
That was another one on the list was Waffle House. But I also feel like a lot of these places, like if you're in, like we were talking earlier about Live Oak, right, mm-hmm. and how Live Oak doesn't really have a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if I live in Live Oak and I'm gonna and I take a girl out on a date or I take a boy, I'm going out with a guy, and there's not much of an option. If the Waffle House is a place to take her or him, why would I not? Like, this list just to me.
It don't make no sense.
It doesn't. It doesn't correlate with a lot of people. Like, a lot of people who live in areas that may not have much variety. Like, if you live in a small town, they may not have very much variety for you to do anything. They may have the movies. They may have the Waffle House, the Denny's, right, the IHOP. And then that may be where you would have to go. Or you might have to just get creative. But at the end of the day, you know, somebody may not feel comfortable being creative with somebody that they haven't met or they don't know. So they choose to do something that's more comfort.
I just think this whole era, especially with, like, how everything is right now, I just think it's people think they better than they think they are. Like, if I'm going on the first date, like, I'm not going to take you to, like, no high-class restaurant or high-class, like...
The high-class restaurants are for special events. Yeah. Birthdays, anniversary, holidays that, like, you celebrate. That, to me, would be, okay, I'm going to take you to this Michelin star restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
But a first date, like, why am I going to spend all this money? I don't find any problem going to the coffee shop. Let's go to the coffee shop.
That's what I'm saying. But you didn't consider that as our second date, our first date?
I don't even think it was. We just said, let's meet up at this place.
That was always our thing, though. Let's just meet up somewhere. Because, you know.
We would just text each other and say, let's go here, let's go there. But I feel like the one... Like, when we went to the car show, it was planned. Like, we literally were like, well, I'm going to go to the car show with my friend. Do you want to come with me? Like, you actually asked me out. And we were like, let's go together. Like, I'll pick you up. You actually picked me up.
Yeah.
No, you didn't pick me up. I met you at your house. And we took your car.
Yeah, we did. I remember I told my mom, like, man, I'm going to go on a date. See, my mom, let me
so, like, date even with you. That, like, what? Just that change. The fact that we were like, oh, this is an actual date. Let's do this. Let's do that. That made it a date to me. Whereas the other times, it was just like, you text me and was like, yo, let's link up. Or I text you and was like, hey, I want to see you. Can we link up?
So, what's she doing, big head? But we wasn't there yet. We wasn't there yet, yo. We was not there yet. And that's why I think I appreciate my wife now. Because when I look back at it, even at the I was younger at the time and stuff, like I told her, me and her had these conversations, like, I always tell her, like, she was just different to me. Like, I never, even when I first, like, you know, wanted to talk to her and first, like, met up with her, like, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, have sex with her and everything. I really wanted to get to know her and everything and just... How everything went, like, everything was just so smooth. Like, it could be one random day, and we could be like, man, let's go, you know, let's go to the movies, or let's go to the youth fair. And this is, like, of course, this is when, like, you know, we became, you know, official and stuff. But that's how our relationship is. Like,
we had different dates. Like, we went on a picnic.
Yeah, we did. We did.
That was a great experience because we actually went and I think we were both in school. So for us, like, we went and we were studying or we were reading something while on the picnic in the park. Like,
shit, it was one time we went to the park. It was daylight savings and we just needed a conversation. We was on the bench talking and stuff. And that just, you know, I think that's something, you know, I'm not trying to get more into, like, in depth with it, because that's like I said, that's another whole conversation we could have on a whole nother episode. But I just feel like this generation, like this era, we don't have that no more. It's always a rush, or it's always a...
You don't build the foundation.
Yeah, like, it's...
We built our foundation a lot. We worked a lot on... working on the friendship first.
Right.
So we created a friendship between the two of us, and then that friendship blossomed into something that. Because we both liked each other. We knew we liked each other. We knew we wanted to be with each other. But we also were like, you know, you were about to start a whole process. Mm-hmm. And I think in your mind, you were more so like, let's see how this goes before I jump into something with her.
Right.
And on my end, it was the same thing. I was like, well, I don't know how this is going to work. Mm-hmm. So maybe I should just, like, be friends, be there with him, you know, support him through this experience that he's about to go through. And then it just, we just clicked. Yep. Like, we clicked.
We clicked so much. Nah, I ain't gonna say nothing. I ain't gonna do that, y'all. I ain't gonna do that. See, y'all nosy right now. Y'all be like, what happened? Nah, I'm gonna tell you in the next episode.
And whoever created that list, I don't wish bad or I don't wish nothing on them, but
that shit's stupid.
I hope that they are in a happy relationship.
You know what? Last year, we in 2024 now, but last year it was a lot of lists that I did not like. I know it was another list. I think it was like top 50 hip hop. We gonna get into that too, not tonight because that was crazy. But like, it was a lot of lists last year that did not make no sense. That one was like one of the worst
that
ones.
That list, that places you don't go. Like, I don't know about you guys, and you guys can definitely hit us up on the comment section.
Comments. You know the password to the. To the social media?
John, yeah, I have it. You can hit us up on at Cuddle Talk. So you can let us know your comments of like how you feel about this list. And have you gone on any of these places on a first date? Because when we did it, when we had these conversations with our friends, a consensus was a lot of these places were first dates for them. Maybe it's a millennial thing because we're millennials and this is a...
Nah.
This generation list. Maybe this generation doesn't want to go there. But a lot of our friends are millennials, and they all said, like, nope, these were places we definitely went to on our first date.
Yeah, like, it's the young millennials / them, y'all Zers. Like, Jets that was born from, like, 96 on out. Y'all different. Well, now I want to say 96. Probably, like, 97. Well, no, I'm going to say 96 on up. Like 96 to like 04, like y'all different, you know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. But speaking of food,
yes, and I think this is where are we gonna end the
episode? No, we're not gonna end the episode yet, not yet, because we gotta talk about it. You want to talk about that yet?
Let's do the goals first. Let's talk about our goals.
So, what are your goals individually
for the 2024 year? I wish I have goals. I have to write them down in my journal. And that is one of the goals, is to reflect more throughout the day. So I bought myself a journal. You bought yourself a journal.
Right.
And my goal is to write in it at least every day or every other day so that I can reflect and make sure that I'm sticking to my goals. Of course, everybody has it, but I've actually been able to start losing weight because I am breastfeeding the baby. And because of that, it's made it easier to lose weight. So hopefully, I'm going to continue breastfeeding for a year. So August 3rd, 2024 will be the last time that I breastfeed. But
For now.
But hopefully because the breastfeeding does help with the losing weight, I can lose at least 6 pounds a month from now until December. So I can go to my goal weight, do more meditating, more prayer, definitely be more involved as a mother and as a wife, do more things to focus on myself and my health.
No, that's it.
Save.
Okay.
Do better saving wise. Try to make sure that I'm saving my money, individually, but also jointly, because I know that we're trying to buy a house.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And just be more active with my kids and myself.
Right, so that's the individual goals. So let me do mine, y'all. Let's get similar. I want to focus on my health, physically, mentally, spiritually, more this year. I want to complete school. If y'all don't know, well, me and Sadiri both going for our doctorate. I just had this one class I had to complete, and then I start my dissertation. So I want to complete it. If not this year, definitely next year. Save more money. Make the right investments. Last year, I had started networking with different angel investors. And for me, I want to still continue to invest in stocks and bonds, but I also want to get into like investing in like companies. Like I want to be more personal with the up and coming companies. So like I want to like start like once we get a house, that's a individual goal and a marriage goal. I want us to start like investing into companies that make sense for us, so that not only provide for us but also provide for our kids, you know, especially as they get older, because I don't want our kids to go through what we went through and what our, you know, parents and grandparents went through. So pretty much more financially literate. Have more time for myself, meaning like, you know, just playing video games, reading books, going out for walks.
I forgot to mention that. That's one of my other goals, is to read a book a month. Stay tuned because I'm going to start a podcast on book reviews. Yes. So John has his sports music biz, and I will have book adventures where I discuss the books that I have read. So again, if you have any like suggestions on books I should read, definitely hit up the comment section on our Instagram, our personal Instagrams, and our Cuddle Talk Instagram.
Right. Yep. So yeah, cause yeah, Sadiri finally finna start her own podcast finally after like 11 years, and I told her to do it because books, she loves reading books and that's her passion. More individual goals. I want to be a better father. Be more involved. I mean, I'm involved, but I want to just continue to grow as a father, as a husband. And that's, you know, that's, I mean, pretty much it so far. Pretty much the main goal is to get a house. That's the main goal. And then what about like as a couple?
You said the main goal as a couple is to get our home. Save up money so that we can buy the home and the furniture that goes in it.
Right.
Become closer as a couple.
Right. Go on more dates.
Go on more dates. Do something special for each other. You started it. I want to continue it where we do something special for each other monthly.
Oh yeah, I did start it.
Today is his birthday, by the way, guys. So if you're listening to this on January 7th, it is John's birthday.
It's Capricorn season, y'all.
It is Capricorn season.
We end the year, we start the year, y'all boys.
If you're not and you're listening to it past January 7th, then it's still John's birthday.
The whole month.
It's his whole month birthday.
The whole month. So...
But yeah, you mentioned the getting the house, doing something special for each other monthly, doing something, going on a date monthly, doing family days monthly.
And I think pretty much like
better communication.
Better communication. Yeah, that's another thing. Better communication. It's just, you know, me and Sadiri been together for, well, this year will be 9 years, and then marriage will be 6 years. So, you know, when my uncles and aunts used to tell me when I was younger how, like, when you get married, it's going to be tough and hard, like, they was not lying. Like, it's tough, it's hard, but it's like pretty much it's like you with somebody, you with someone else, y'all is one. So it's like, it's... You got your individual goals, you got your individual self, you know how it is, like you try to go work out, you're trying to be consistent. Marriage is the same thing.
We work on ourselves a lot, but you also have to work on the marriage.
Right.
You have to take the time to sit down and reflect together on the things that have been going well in their relationship and mm-hmm. the things that you need to fix. Because doing that, losing that, like once you have kids, especially two, right. it gets very difficult. But if you lose that aspect, you could, you know, you could really lose your relationship.
Yep. So that's why, and that's another goal individually and marriage. Like, I want to reflect, but also, like, I want me and my wife to reflect, like, at least once or twice a week as far as, like, it could be the end, it could be on a Sunday where we just, you know, reflect on the whole week, have plans for, like, the rest of the month, rest of the year. Just try to have, like, an hour to ourselves, like, no phone, no, you know, I mean, hopefully no kids, you know, for at least for an hour, goddamn. But, like, no interruptions, just me and her talk about, like, what we want to do, what we need to happen.
Record more,
you know, with the podcast and stuff. And also, I want to have more, I want to have two more businesses, but I also want to have a business with her. Like, Cuddle Talk, that's already a business, was really more of a lifestyle. But I want us to have, you know, at least another business together. So like I said, like I want us to be more financially literate. So yeah, that's the goals. And then another thing is we're gonna have a segment that's gonna be called Food Reviews. Something that we should have been started a long time ago.
Listen, John and I, we said that one of our goals is to have more monthly, like more dates, monthly right. dates. And anytime that you go on a date, you're gonna eat. You're going to stuff your face.
Right.
So we go to a lot of places a lot of the times that are different and actually have our taste buds. So we've been thinking about, you know, starting a vlog on the food places that we go to, reviewing those food places, but also doing it here on this podcast. Reviewing the foods that the restaurants that we go to.
Right.
On our date or on our family outing. So that you guys, if you're ever in Florida, if you're not from Florida, if you're not from Miami, and you come visit, here's something else that you can do, or you can go see, or you can go eat at, because, you know, you heard it on the podcast.
Right. Like, for example, when we was in the hospital with J3, it was this restaurant called Burgers and Shacks. They got one in Miami Beach, but it's one literally in Hollywood by the hospital where we was at. And they got the best burgers.
Oh my God. Best burgers, best and, hot dogs.
And milkshakes.
Oh my God. Their hot dogs are amazing. And I like hot dogs. I don't think the shakes are that good. Their shakes are good. But we just had milkshakes from the Berry Farm.
Nah, the Berry Farm milkshakes
are different. The Berry Farm's milkshakes are amazing. I think it's because it's all natural, like, all grown there.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all, because of its location. But we definitely had a great, great family day at Berry Farm. So if you're ever in South Florida, you want to go to Miami, and you're like, well, what do I do with my kids? The Berry Farm is a great experience. It is a little drive because it's all the way in Homestead, but it was a great experience, and we had great milkshakes. Jasmine had a strawberry milkshake, and she killed that milkshake. But she also wanted to drink my milkshake, which was the cookies and cream.
That's so fun. You know, our daughter, she's very greedy, But yeah, we're going to have more of that.
And then after the Berry Farm, we went to...
We went to Ocean Grill. That is...
I think it's...
I mean, not Ocean Grill. It's called Black Point.
Black Point.
Seafood Grill.
Right. And I think it was because of the waitress. They were short staff. It was New Year's Day. It was a lot. The food was not, like, the best.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the best food.
We've had better. And then recently we went to, what's the taco place?
Oh, Taco Love. We went there, actually the other day.
Davey. Which they had amazing. I had the beer tacos, which were really good. You had the quesadilla, and you stuffed your quesadilla in the consomme.
Right. So, and it was amazing.
If you're ever in South Florida with the family, check out the Berry Farm. Great place. They have all of these great activities for the kids. They also sell food there, but we never take the time. Maybe next time we go, we'll stuff our face there. Ocean Point. What is it? Black Point?
Black Point. I think Black Point Ocean Grill.
That place was okay. I might give it another try just to try it, but I'm not like dying over it. And then the other part, the Taco Lovers. Great place, great atmosphere, great food.
And one more place that we're going to talk about, because we always go there, is called the Chung Man. One thing about South Florida now, it's a flex of Asian restaurants, but like Korean especially, like it's a whole bunch of them coming out right now. But the Chung Man, if y'all want like real fried chicken that y'all gonna love, go to the Chung Man. They up in Davie, Florida. They're amazing. I mean, we got my mom hooked on it, and she don't eat Popeyes no more. She don't eat Church's no more. KFC, she don't eat none of that no more. When we get Chung Man, it's just good. It's good food. It's good. It's a good chicken. It's fried chicken, but it's not too oily. It ain't got all that salt in it. It's so got Chung Man. What else? We went.
Chow One,
yes.
Which is great Korean barbecue, good food, good atmosphere. And then we went to the Pho Place.
Oh yeah, the Pho Place, the Vietnamese Pho Place in Pembroke Pines.
Listen, we're telling you, Jasmine stuffed her face. Lets you know that food is good, because Jasmine does not eat everywhere.
At all. So that was a good place too. But we gonna have more.
I think we're going to do this every episode, is give you a quick review on some of the places that we've gone and what we think if you guys would like it.
All right. So for that being said, this has been Cuddle Talk, I guess, episode one.
Season three, episode one.
Season three, episode one.
It's been three seasons?
I don't know.
Listen, this is episode one of the 2024 year, okay?
Man, it's episode one, season one, because I'm not paying $15 for no damn SoundCloud.
Either way, this is our first episode, and if you guys like this kind of episodes where we're just giving you guys life updates and doing some things, let us know. Also, if you guys have any suggestions for any segments that we can do on the podcast, also let us know. You can follow us at Cuddle Talk on Instagram. I'm excessively 18 with 2 Z's on Instagram.
And I am DJ Anonymous 305. And you also follow my podcast, Sports Biz Music.
And when I put out the episode for Book Adventures, you guys can definitely check it out.
And also follow the food review Instagram, Random Stuff Food. It's called Random Stuff Food and Drinks. So we're going to be reviewing not just actual food, but we're also going to be reviewing drinks, because myself, I'm trying to get into like wine. So it's a lot of stuff coming up this year, especially this year, y'all.
So we'll see you guys next time.
Peace out. We out.